with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the Son of God. Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today is Trinity Sunday, an ecclesiastical mystery, the mystery of God being Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I might start with a brief story of a man in a certain parish who was only ever seen on one Sunday of the year. It wasn't Easter Sunday or Christmas. It was on Trinity Sunday. Observed by a leading lay person, and he managed to restrain his curiosity for many years, but eventually he got too much, and he had to ask the man, why did he only come to Mass on Trinity Sunday every year? The man replied, I like to come on this Sunday so I can hear the preacher get all tangled up trying to explain what the Trinity is about. St. Augustine came to a similar conclusion in the 4th century after writing 800 pages on the nature of the Holy Trinity. Declared he had no understanding of it and put down his pen. St. Augustine's story. He was walking along the seashore one day and saw a small boy playing with a seashell in the sand. The boy was scooping a hole in the sand, then filling the shell with water and pouring the water into the hole he had made with the shell in the sand. The great theologian asked the boy, what are you doing, son? The youngster replied, I'm going to pour that sea into this little hole. Then a penny dropped for St. Augustine. That's what I've been trying to do all of my life. Standing at the ocean of infinity, I have attempted to grasp it with my infinite mind. The nature of mystery. Mystery is at the heart of our world. Despite the marvels that the internet can do, it still leaves us with questions that cannot be answered. Questions like, why am I here? Why are you live streaming? Why have I given my life as a priest? You might ask, why am I a husband or wife? A parent, a grandparent. Why are you here? Why have you spent your life as you have? What are your future plans and why? The graduates whom we bless at Masses this weekend, why are they pursuing the path they have chosen? There are many times when we're left with that why question. It seems the only natural question to ask. Why? Look at what we have witnessed in our streets over the last 10 days. Why should a man be choked in the street by the police? Why, in a country that prides itself as the land of opportunity, is opportunity only afforded to some of the population? Why do hundreds of thousands march in our streets to say, Black Lives Matter? Why are peaceful protesters subject to tear gas? Why, in the midst of genuine protest, are criminals taking advantage by looting and destroying businesses. On these occasions, when we might feel let down or distressed by the turmoil of this world, we might ask why. The answer often escapes us. Mystery exists. We still don't have all the answers. The late Cardinal Cushing of Boston, who happened to die the same year I was born, tells of an occasion when he was administering last rites to a man who had collapsed in a general store. Following his usual custom, he knelt by the man and asked, "Do you believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit?" The cardinal said that the man roused a little bit, opened one eye, looked at him and said, "Here I am dying and you're asking me a riddle." You might call it a riddle, call it a mystery. Despite the advances in science, it seems there are more questions. The more questions that are answered, the more questions also that emerge. The Trinity isn't only a mystery left unanswered. There are many mysteries. When once speaking about the natural world, the great Albert Einstein, that great mind, concluded the following. He said the human mind isn't capable of grasping the universe. We are like a little child that has entered a library. The walls are covered from floor to ceiling with books in many different languages. The child knows that someone must have written these books, but it doesn't know how or where. It doesn't understand the languages in which the books are written, but the child notes a definite plan to the arrangement of the books, a mysterious order which doesn't comprehend, but dimly appreciates. Despite Einstein's amazing ability and achievements in the field of mathematics, he concluded that the human mind is not capable of understanding the universe. Despite the observations of many astrologers, it remains a mystery, as do many aspects of it. We are part of a culture that isn't really comfortable with mystery. With the great advance in science and technology, we might feel that there's no limits to what we can know. When it comes to mystery, it suggests something beyond our limits of understanding. And in a world that celebrates the achievements of information technology, when we are confronted by mystery, we feel uneasy, like that little child trying to understand everything about a library. Today we celebrate Trinity Sunday. We celebrate and are challenged to consider our God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, an unsolvable mystery. The Father who loved the world so much that he sent his only Son. Jesus so loved us that he was prepared to die on the cross. Jesus so wanted to bring about the kingdom that the Holy Spirit was sent to guide the fledgling church and to continue to guide us on our mission to our eternal home. Rather than being called to unravel the mystery, we are called to live with it. We become involved in the mystery because we proclaim there is one God and we are made in his likeness. On the day of our baptism, we were sent out on our mission in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We have continued through the key moments of our lives to bless us, to bless ourselves in the name of that Trinity. In a few moments, we will bless our graduates in the name of the Trinity. And at the end of Mass, we bless ourselves in the name of a Trinitarian God. We are then called to go in peace, to love and serve the Lord with our lives. On this Trinity Sunday, then, we reflect on our commitment to that mission. This weekend, we think of the larger mission, a mission that extends beyond my own faith and my own understanding. A call to love not just those who live with me, but my neighbors. A call to make sure that we live in a just society and that injustices of the past are put correct. We are invited this weekend to share in the life of the Trinity, the very life of God. We are invited to live in a way that reflects this divine love. Let us stay close to Jesus, because only in him can we begin to understand, however little, the immensity of the mystery of God's love for us. Every time we make the sign of the cross, we are expressing our belief in the Trinity. Often we might do this carelessly, without any thought of what we are doing. But maybe when you make the sign of the cross today, take a moment to pay reverence to the great mystery of the Trinity. It brings together in so few words and a simple movement of the arm all that we believe in and all that we live for.